the time we gather for prayer. And we would invite anybody that would like to pray, to have a prayer request included, to voice their request. We're going to start on this side. Do we have anyone that would like to have a prayer? Yes, Marty. Oh, okay, back here.
I would like to... James Calvert passed away. He was I worked with him at McKee. So if y'all could remember the Calvert family, please. Also, I have a friend. Her mother is getting a kidney removed tomorrow. Her name is Rhonda Blackman. If y'all could remember that, because her surgery is tomorrow. And also, please continue to pray for Melinda McClendon with her battle with cancer, please. Thank you.
Rhonda Blackman and Melinda McClendon. Okay. Marty, you had your hand up here.
Yes, I had previously asked for prayer for my granddaughter-in-law who has breast cancer, and it has spread. And my family's going through a lot right now. So her name is Holly Mefford.
Okay, Holly Mefford.
We have a friend that is recently dealing with a recent loss of their child. Let's just pray for them, please.
Friend that has loss of child up here.
A lot of you have asked, but five of our boys over at Brush Creek were baptized last week.
Praise God.
Yes. And another thing that, I'm kind of sad about, but, you know, like I said, Lord's got control. Both me and the director there at Brush Creek, we pretty well mutually decided it's time for me to move on. So my last day will be the 20th there. So I'll be praying about where God leads me. He's opened up an opportunity that kind of surprises me, but we'll see. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's something else.
Sally.
Some of you know Betty Gandy. Her daughter-in-law, Robin, has been ill for really quite some time, up and down, on and off. But recently, she's been taken to St. Luke's in Kansas City, and she's facing a heart and kidney transplant. And so trying to make decisions about that and trying to find ways to fund that. If you pray for the family, the pickup family.
Okay. Anyone else on this side? And then anyone else in the back? Nope. Okay. This side?
I would like to ask for prayers for Henry's brother, Joe Bell. For the past year and a half, they've been trying to find out what's wrong with him, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's the blood production, his bone marrow, and his blood, and it can turn into leukemia, and it can turn into bone marrow cancer, neither of which has happened, but he's not making the red blood cells and keeps having to have iron infusions. So it's just a... could happen, but may not happen. So just prayers, please, for his health. He's very, very weak and needs a lot of strength. Just prayers, please, for his health.
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, I was just thinking, we prayed for my friend's great-granddaughter and the baby, was young baby, passed away, and the family donated the heart valve to another baby, and I thought we need to pray for that baby that the operation for that will go well.
Okay. Of course, we need to pray for our country and our first responders. Keith gets it. Okay, we're going to have a, in this very room will be our song. In this very room, there's quite an awful lot for all of us. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to reach to all of the earth. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. Amen.
Father, we're grateful for another day that you've given us to come together to celebrate Jesus Christ and the love he had for us. Thank you for the message this morning, Father, and we just pray that we will ever remember and know that God is in charge. And we just thank you for that. We also have some requests this morning, Father, that we want to bring to you. And we just thank you for always being there and hearing them and taking care of them for us. And for the Calvert family, we just want to pray for them at the death of James. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with them as they go through this process of grieving. We know that James loved you, and the family does, and so we know that you're there with them to give them the strength that they need at this time. And for Rhonda Blackburn, Lord, we just pray for her surgery coming up, and we just pray that you can have your hand in that. Guide the hands of those who will be doing the surgery, and we pray, Lord, that everything will go well and the recovery will be quick. And Father, for McClendon, Melinda, we just pray, Father, for her continuing to deal with cancer situation. We just pray, Lord, that you can watch over her and take care of her as she's going through a really difficult time right now. Just help her to look to you and trust in you. And for Marty's daughter-in-law, Holly, another lady going through a situation with cancer that doesn't look good right now, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her, give her the strength she needs, and we just pray for the family that they will be able to look to you and seek your guidance and direction, Father, and just want to thank you for being there in the lives of those who need your help. And Father, for this family that's lost a child, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them as well. It would be a very difficult thing to lose a child, and we just pray, Lord, that you can help them as you guide them through this process, and we just pray for your encouragement to be given to them. And Father, for these five young boys that were baptized, we just thank you. We thank you for the message that they received and were willing to take on. We just pray, for Lord, that each day that they live now, that they will draw closer to you. And we do want to pray for Devin as he's going to be changing jobs. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and guide him and direct him as he's looking down the road now to see what her future is going, what his future is going to be. And we just want to lift up Betty Gundy. Her daughter-in-law, Robin, is sick. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with Robin, another person who definitely needs your help and your guidance at this time in her life. And we know that you're present and that you're able to take care of them. And we just thank you, Father, for that. And for Joe, sounds like he's going through another really rough time, and we just pray that you can be with him. Seems to have multiple issues, and we know that, Lord, that you're the healer. You're the one that can take care of those things, and you can take care of Joe, and we just thank you that you will. And for this baby that Creole mentioned that received the transplants from another baby, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with that little one and help them to recover from the surgeries they've had. And we just pray, Lord, that your guidance and direction will be given to those who are involved in that situation. Be with the doctors and the parents and just help them, Lord, to seek you and seek your guidance. And Father, I want to lift up Brian this morning, having surgery tomorrow for cancer. We just pray that you can, again, be with the surgeons who will be doing the work, and we just pray that it will be a successful operation, and Brian will be able to move on and recover quickly. And Father, for our first responders who have been busy here in the last few weeks, and we just pray for them that they can get some rest now and that they'll be ready to step forward again whenever they're needed. And we just thank you for them, and their presence is always there. We thank you for our military and our police and our firemen also come in that situation, and for the nurses and the doctors. And, we just pray, Lord, also for the leaders of our country. Decisions that need to be made, we just pray, Father, that those who are making those decisions will seek your guidance and direction as they talk and decide which way to go. We want you, them to come under your guidance and direction, Lord, and lead our country in a way that will be pleasing to you. We thank you again for being able to be here. We pray that you'll be with us through the Sunday school hour and continue to guide us and direct us, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.